It's a bit like being in The Wizard of Oz today, because the wind is just... Here he comes. He's been in all flipping day. Why don't you go out? That's why he hasn't been out, because the wind. I bet that's it. Anyway, I keep expecting to see a car blow past or something, but that hasn't happened. Welcome to episode 187 of Mr. Burt Pods. Well, he is that sort of cat that you just think he's got into his routine now. He sits and yowls and we let him out of the room where he slept all night. Then we feed him and then he expects more food. And then I open the cat flap and he goes out. And then we don't see him until lunchtime when he comes for his non-existent lunch, hopefully, with hope. And then he goes away again for the afternoon and then he comes in the evening. And yesterday he was in all day. Today he's been in, he went out in the pouring rain this morning, out the front door because he can't bother going around the back. 5 minutes later he's yowling to come in again, absolutely soaking wet. And then, of course, drags a wet fur coat all through the flipping house. And he's just been around my feet ever since. I went out for my run and he came out again with me. That was for the second time. I had a bit of a delayed run because of the weather today. Wandered off down the street. And then when I got back from run, he's just sitting there on the front doorstep waiting for me. It's driving me mad. I sat eating my meal last night and I was having a yogurt, which was, of course, a huge mistake. Because his favourite meal time is Sunday and Saturday lunchtime when we have A, pasta, B, butter, and C, cheese. And then if that's followed by a D, yogurt, he's in cat heaven, except he can't get his little jowls around any of it. And I'm sitting there eating my yogurt, trying to watch the television, and where my yogurt pot should be, there's a cat's head, and I'm twisted to the left, so I'm practically over the arm of the sofa, eating my yogurt, trying to look at the TV out of the corner of my eye. And then I'm just sitting there thinking, this is absolutely ridiculous. I shoved him on the floor about four times and eventually gave up and just came between us and fell asleep. Well, he doesn't fall asleep, he just lies there with his eyes open. Well, they're closed, but they're open. He's doing it now. They're closed, but his ears are going. He knows I'm talking about him. Oi! Anyway, yeah, so that's him. He's had an exciting week. We found out his secret life, actually. He's got two secret lives. He's got the neighbours over the road, and then he's got another secret life at the back. But I digress, because obviously we need to start with my day, which has been very blowy and actually a bit out of joint this morning, because I couldn't go for my run because it was absolutely pouring down with rain, which very rarely happens. But anyway, it did this morning. So I was in a bit of a fiddly-faddly fuffle, and eventually I got out from a run and... ran in 32 minutes. Looked back through my times, actually, and 32 minutes is about my average for 5K, which I was really pleased about. And then I look and see the average for my age is 21 minutes. I can't knock. There's no way I'm going to knock 10 minutes off. That's just a joke. I'm really pleased with myself running about that fast as well. Well, it's not fast, is it? It's a jog. But the weather was nice, and one thing that did cheer me up hugely was a lady with her Labrador, and the Labrador had a tree branch. Obviously, it's been blown down in the wind. The tree branch was probably longer than the Labrador holding it in its mouth. I mean, there's no way it would have got through a doorway, let's just put it that way. And all I can say is this, the owner's face showed a look of... minor embarrassment, I think. I passed him twice, them twice, and I laughed both times. It just looked so funny. This really proud dog with this absolute... We actually, in Germany, years ago... Where were we in Germany? We were somewhere. Saw a dachshund carrying a similar size branch, which is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. There we go. So I did dreadful yoga. I did... What was it called? Respect and replenish. She said, how do you feel at the end? I mean, I just could barely breathe. And She just chats all the way through it, Adrian, as if she's not doing anything. I don't know how she can do it. It started off really quietly, and then suddenly I was in this sort of another whirlwind of awful downward dogs up, down in, out, all over the place. It's dreadful. I'm not doing that one again. I'll give you that for free. I didn't feel replenished or respectful at the end of it, I can tell you. So that put me in a bit of a bad mood, actually. And then I went off for my run, and then that was the day. So his week, because a lot of you are asking about him, we've got more people are coming around to see Rufus, not to see his owners. Just saying, we found out. How did we find out? One of us happened to be looking out the back window. He goes his daily routine, although not today or yesterday, because that seems to have changed. Is to go down to the bottom of the stairs, put his head through the cat flap, sit there looking as if he's watching television, then goes through the cat flap and sits on the other side of it. And then he goes slowly down the next set of steps over the fence. It's quite a low fence with, sorry if I disturb you, into next door's garden. They've got a sort of thing he can jump up on and get over the fence. Then through a gap in their fence into the next door garden. Then he goes to the end of that garden and over a fence, which isn't too high. Then he disappears into a close, at which point somebody said, "I bet you'll find him wandering up the road." So I scooted downstairs, put my shoes on, stood at the end of our road, and there he come, and eventually he came trotting up towards me. So basically he does a circuit. I don't know how he's worked it out. So he goes through the close, up onto the mainish road that our road's off, walks up that road, and then just turns into our road, and he's gone round in a circle. As he was walking towards me, of course, there was he passed a lady. It was all over him, and then she had a very sort of a romantic Russian or Eastern European accent, which I did a very good imitation of at the time, actually, when I was retelling the story, but I'm not going to do it now. Just saying how lovely it was, and telling me how much she loved cats and all this, that, and the other. So he wandered up with her, and then he just wandered off over the road and completely ignored me. No doubt scrounging around in the bin on the other side of the road. So anyway, we've also found out he goes and sits. Poppy's got a sister. I can't remember Poppy's sister's name, who apparently hisses at him, and he ignores her. And he sits under Poppy's window. I think he used to yowl, but he stopped doing that now. And it's a very nice owner that we're now best friends with, obviously. So we saw it all in reverse the other night. We were coming back from a walk, and he's just nonchalantly walking down the other road. We're screaming his name at the top of our voices completely. I don't think he knows his name, to be honest. He never ever reacts to his name. Disappeared into the close. And then we came inside and looked out the window, and eventually peered, climbing over the fence through the two gardens, up the back steps and in the house. He obviously can't be bothered to do that, though, half the time, because he just has to be let out the front door and just sits there and comes back in when we open the front door. This is the one thing I vowed I wasn't going to do, open a door around the cat. Anyway, and the other good news is, there's been some very good news, actually. The other good news is I got into the garden. That was exciting. I've been in the garden twice, actually. And I have to say, I feel like a huge burden has been lifted off my shoulders, which is a ridiculous thing to say, but I think I just feel so guilty about not doing the garden, and then I continue not doing it, and then I feel more and more guilty about not doing the garden. It just becomes this albatross around my neck. Anyway, I got in, and I spent 3 hours in there last week, which I'm very pleased with because my back didn't hurt. Well, I wasn't bending down that much, but I did 3 hours of gardening without my back hurting, so I think obviously the yoga's helping. I filled six, no, I didn't. Yes, I did. I filled six smallish bin bags, not those big gardening ones, which I then had to hide in our bins because we have a green bin that the council expects you to pay a load of money for. And as I only ever use it about once a year, there's no way I'm not paying for it. So I hid them all in our bin. And yeah, I'm very pleased actually. The freesias, no, they're not freesias, the fuchsias. I had two fuchsias which have both died. I don't know whether some things attacked them or whether they were just old, possibly. But that was a bit of a shame they've gone. I've left one just standing, just because it looks vaguely sculptural and obviously it'll attract the wildlife. I'm trying to leave it a bit messy just because of wildlife. I think there's some hedgehogs around. And we've had various trees lopped around, so there's little bits of logs and twigs and stuff that I've left. The main garden is basically, well, I'm saying the main garden as if it's we've got acres and acres of it. It's tiny, it's like a size of postage stamp. But originally it was, well, it's still got a membrane down, and then on top of the membrane was, oops, something there at the door. Neighbor. And it was full of wood chip, but somebody gave me this. No, I think I bought it. Was it Feverfew or something? Anyway, it's this little plant. It's a lovely little plant, but I'll plant that. It's basically grown over the whole garden, and it's now coated. So it's basically the floor of our garden is this plant. Someone else gave me a little, I think it was a little violet. Doesn't seem to come back so much this year, but that was the same thing. It starts in a pot and then it ends up 50 square acres. But that saves me weeding actually. It hasn't really affected anything. Look, they've actually both look quite nice. But there's not much left from my original garden when I originally had it done, which I thought was a bit sad. And then I thought, well, no, it's not really sad because gardens develop over time. And our little tiny tree, which we asked the person that used to do our garden, we asked for a medium-sized tree. That's now about 3 stories, more than 3 stories high. We have to have it cut back continually. And I don't want to chop it down because it's such a gorgeous tree. It's a Himalayan birch. So the garden's still full of leaves from that, but I've just left them. And then we went to Nebworth yesterday and I bought some plants. I bought a plant called something and another plant called something else. They're white because I've got a vague theme to the. There's not many flowers in the garden, but the ones that are there are usually pink and white. I've got two white plants, both of which I've got absolutely no memory of their names, and I've got a third one, I can't remember what that was called either. That was called Silver Shower or something. Anyway, I popped that into a, that's a trailing one, I popped that into a pot, and the other two, which look a bit like cowslips, I can't remember what they're called. I've just planted them, we'll see what we. It's meant to have a woody theme, our garden, because it is in quite a small space with a big tree in it. So I've tried to plant woody plants. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. So I've got in much earlier because usually I go in really late and it's just complete chaos and I just battle it. Whereas actually I had quite a nice time. So that's all exciting actually. I've got really thought about that. So the garden's been done. The electric, oh, the computer got done, which was very exciting. I know some of you have been a bit of a roller coaster. When I thought I wasn't going to have it ready for today, but they were lovely. The place I normally go to in Archway, which is a family-run place, closed down over lockdown, and I didn't know what to do. And it was only the lead. Well, it's the what's the plug thing? So you can charge the battery. Is that the connection there had come loose? So initially, I'd spent 50 quid on buying a new one, and then it suddenly occurred to me that it probably wasn't that. It was probably inside the computer. So I took it off to. I see them on the bus stop from the bus. I look down, they're brothers. They run this little place. And it was look as if they worked really hard. So I thought, I'll take it in there. They were so lovely. He thought the part wasn't going to come until Monday or Tuesday, and it came in on Friday. This was Thursday, it came in on Friday, and they'd called me Friday evening the next day to say it was ready. So I got it on Saturday and they gave me a year's guarantee for their work. I got it home, it still didn't work, and then I suddenly realised it had worked in the shop with their lead. So I tried the lead I'd spent. I thought I'd bought unnecessarily and it worked, so there was something wrong with it. So it was up double full, what was wrong with it? So that's all exciting. And then the third exciting thing is I got a like for the podcast. It's my first like. We've had 187 episodes of this podcast and I've got my first like and a comment. Yeah. And they were from different people, I would just like to say. So yeah, so that's all that. It's been very, very exciting. How long, when did I start this? 2020, I think I started this, doing it about 4 years and I've now got a like and a comment. Actually, that's not fair about the comments. I've had other comments in the past. And of course, needless to say, the comment was about Rufus anyway, it was nothing to do with me. Oh, he's got a smart new collar as well. He's got a blue collar. It's getting very loose. So the week I worked on Monday and Tuesday, and then I didn't have any work for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which ended up me going in. Oh, I managed to get an evening out with a friend who I haven't seen for ages in town. Ended up in the most amazing pub. I'm a little bit reluctant to say where it is or what the name of it is. So eccentric. It was like a real proper eccentric pub in a bit of London I don't normally go around, and it's got its own cat, which I did put a picture of or two up on Instagram, who wears a ruff, because it's a very, very old building going back to 17th century, and the original cat, which was called Tom Paine, had a 17th century ruff as people used to wear in those days on. So there's now they've kept it's apparently fell into a bit of disarray, the pub, and this woman bought it. When did she buy it? She looks a bit of a character, although I didn't see her. So she's kept the cat thing going. So the general is the name of the cat there at the moment, and he has his ruff. It's absolutely tiny, and it's just, well, like I said, it's just very eccentric. And I'm going to try and go back again, because I absolutely loved it. Because there's just hardly any, and don't get me started on this, hardly any independent pubs anymore. And I mean, and before we went to the pub, it was my friend that took me there. I tried to find somewhere sort of medium priced to go and eat. There's just nowhere. Yeah, we ended up in a Wetherspoons. What can I say? I mean, it was all right. It was fine. And actually, it was curry night, and the curry was very nice. But it was just ram-packed with people, and a nice evening. But there's nowhere just for. An... Oh, hello. I don't know who they are. I don't know. Oh, school's out. I don't know. Yeah, you either go to places that I go to for special occasions, which are expensive, or there's no cafes anymore. Anyway, this is a bit of a bugbear with me, so I'm not going to go on about it. But that was nice. That was very nice, actually, ending up in this little pub. And then I don't. Saturday just seemed to disappear. Oh no, Saturday we went with a friend to look. They're looking for a flat to move, so we went flat looking with them. Is that Friday? No, that was Friday. Which is quite interesting. It was a flat round. Where was it? Oh, near the Royal Free Hospital. It was quite nice actually, but it was on the sixth floor, and I sort of thought I don't want to live on the sixth floor of a flat. It was a nice flat, but I just didn't like not being able to. There was a little balcony, but I didn't like not being able to open the door and get out into the world. It's a bit claustrophobic, but that's just me. And then Saturday, I don't know what I did on Saturday. And then Sunday, we went to Petworth. No, we didn't go to Petworth. We went to Nebworth, and I got my garden plants and had a very nice day there. That's the second time we've been, and the garden was lovely. It was a nice time to go actually, because oh, it was really warm on Saturday, wasn't it? Wasn't so warm on Sunday, but it was really lovely because all the trees are coming into leaf, and there's a lot of action going on in the road with cars. That's two. Oh, and the extension, yeah, he's just building a breeze block wall around his stupid garden. And yeah, and it's just going to be horrible. Oh, it's definitely schools out. So, yeah, and it's nice because Nebworth's only 40 minutes away from us. We can get there really easily. We had a nice tour. We've been on a tour before of the house because you have to go on a tour, but we went on a different tour. I'll say one thing for Nebworth, and I noticed it last time we went, was it's got the most mix of most variety of mix of people I've ever seen. When you get to National, when I go to National Trust, everyone always looks like me. This place had such a variety of people both times we've been. It was really lovely. It was almost like, sort of like being in the middle of London. It was a real mix of people, and everyone's just having a nice time. And lots of them have got children, and they're just like having a nice time with their children. Different classes, different people with different cultures, people that didn't look like me is what I'm trying to say. And it was lovely. It's just that you feel the National Trust is a bit of a machine. It's a bit of a clone machine, isn't it? But so that was that. It's a very nice desk. I can really recommend Petworth. It's not called Petworth. I can really recommend Petworth. It's lovely. So I was a bit disappointed because I haven't been out, but opening night's closing early with Sheridan Smith, which is my next big booking. Unfortunately, I've booked, it's closing after my booking, so that's good. And then I also booked a thing at the National called London Tide. I'm not quite sure why, actually. And then tomorrow, I'm starting work. I've got this filler thing at the theatre I normally work in for a couple of weeks, which is going to be interesting because it's not what I normally sort of show I normally do. Talking of theatre, the National Treasure has been quite quiet. They're working, which is always good. In fact, I saw some pictures of them in rehearsals, looking quite bored. I've got rehearsals tomorrow afternoon. I'm just, as I say this, I'm thinking, when am I going to do the cleaning? I might do the cleaning later today. We've got this cat litter stuff. It's little bits of wood chip, which of course are lovely on somebody's bottom. I'm sure it's a real luxury, but they then stick to his fur, and the whole flat's just got little bits of wood around it that I'm continuing down with a dustpan and brush, sweeping up, struggling them out. I've got some different stuff. Television Shogun is just absolutely fantastic. I think it's one of the best things I've seen on television. I think it's just stunning, for various reasons, which I'm not going to go into now. And one day, actually, if anyone has seen One Day and they've seen episode 9, it's the one where Dexter meets a new girlfriend's family who live in a big house, supposedly in the Cotswolds. Well, the house it's filmed in is the one that we went to a few weeks ago called Beddington something, not Beddington 100, which somebody keeps calling it. It's not Beddington 100. It's only open on the odd weekend and you can't go in the house. But it's really lovely. It was a nice thing on the television. What was it called? Beddington something. Anyway, that's not very helpful. And Mrs. Maisel. I watched a horror film. That Relic. I watched Relic. I watched Amulet. And I was saying that was disturbing. I watched this Australian horror film called Relic, again made by a woman, which on one level is a metaphor for, well, it's set around three women, a mother, a daughter, and a daughter, three generations, mother, daughter, and the daughter's daughter and granddaughter. And the grandmother, the older woman, is possibly starting to get dementia. It's a bit ambiguous. And I suppose it sort of becomes a metaphor for people getting older and having to look after them, which is obviously something I went through. And it was actually really disturbing, but sort of a bit cathartic, just knowing that other people go through it all. It was a really fascinating film, actually. Not as disturbing as Amulet, which I still can't get out of my head. Yeah, so anyway, it's Australian. It's very good, called Relic. If you're into that sort of thing, which I don't think anyone that listens to this is, so I don't know really why I'm telling anybody. I can't think of anything else. I've got my mind jumping head on to doing the vacuuming now, which I would have done tomorrow morning. What can I say? So I've got a week of work, I'll be back next Monday. The wind is still blowing, but I'm still here. Thank you for listening.